This is Hollis Wright speaking. You have heard many times during the past few months of the inroads which communism is making in the world. Its aggressive sweep has just brought more millions of people under the domination of Russian masters. In America, members of the Communist Party are working with religious fervor to bend this country to Russia's will. The question is, what are we going to do about it? With me today is James F. O'Neill, National Commander of the American Legion, the largest veterans organization in the world, with a membership in excess of 3 million men and women. The American Legion is preparing to launch a counterattack on communism in America. It is an innovation. It is a new approach of colossal size. The emphasis is on active Americanism. I'm going to ask Commander O'Neill to tell us about this campaign. Commander O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Wright. There has been a lot of talk about repelling communism, but an insufficient amount of action. The American Legion proposes to do something about it. The reasons are rather simple. American democracy and the free enterprise system it produced has in 170 years made so much material progress for the people of this land that great envies and jealousies have been aroused. By virtue of our American freedom, we've become the strongest, richest, and most united people on the globe. We haven't yet begun to reach our full stature. However, there are groups and classes of folks in the world failing to approach this pace of progress who would change, undermine, or misinterpret the basis of a system that made possible the highest standard of living in the world. If during these unsettled days the American way of life needs any defense, it ought to be a good one, the most aggressive and determined this world has ever seen. That's what the American Legion has in mind. But it is not going to be just a blow against communism. We are going to stress the virtues of Americanism and the superiority of democracy over anything else on the books. There are some sales points which haven't had enough attention. How are we going to do this? We have initiated a campaign built around a series of pamphlets. The American Legion calls them Freedom Booklets. Soon they will be flowing into thousands of American homes. It is a doorstep delivery of interesting facts on Americanism. They point up why we should not only hold on to the system we have, but ought to be more active in promoting it. A little later, I will go into more detail about these Freedom Booklets. But right now, let's see why they are currently important. The recent Moscow-directed seizure of absolute power by communists in Czechoslovakia has an urgent bearing on the preservation of American freedom and institutions. What happened in the land of the Czechs is a repetition of similar communist power grabs in Hungary, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, and Romania. It is the story of the Morden Trojan Red Horse. In each case, it was a highly organized communist minority that seized the governments and nations that once were free and independent. Now they are part and parcel of the Kremlin-ruled chain gang, politely referred to as Russian satellite countries. The fates of these curtain countries emphasizes the alarming success of the boring-from-within tactics which Red Fascism, led by Soviet Russia, has perfected. If it happened in more than a dozen European countries, it can happen in America. The latest lesson of the doom of Czech freedom is eloquent of the importance of taking subversive activity seriously, everywhere, but especially in America. The communist infiltration pattern in free countries, all directed from Moscow, is the same everywhere. It calls for creating disrespect and distrust for democratic government and institutions. It calls for propaganda that such systems are outmoded, that the people should streamline them to meet so-called modern conditions. Red agents seek to foment and capitalize on race, religious, and economic hatreds. No grievance is too small for a communist evangelist to overlook, to whisper his poisonous words into receptive ears. Right here in America, there are countless communists looking for Americans who have individual troubles to stir them to rebel against our system of life. These red agents purr to the disgruntled, "Why don't you get hep to yourself? America is being run for the capitalists or Jews or Catholics or whites, as the case may be. You ought to try the poor man's comeback, the worker's remedy, and that's communism. It's a panacea for all your troubles." What these alien provocateurs do not explain is that you cannot try communism any more than you can try arsenic. The first dose is fatal. The Czechs, the Hungarians, the Bulgarians, the Romanians, and others have found out that under communism, you can't change your mind. No one in a communist worker's paradise is going to tell Uncle Joe that he doesn't like it and live. Let us not fool ourselves that the communists are not making progress in America. No one is more disturbed over this situation and the American Legion, which has always been opposed to communism and other alienisms ever since the Wobblies machine-gunned an American Legion Armistice Day parade in Centralia, Washington, back in 1919. The American Legion today is fighting for legislation to outlaw the Communist Party of the United States on the ground that it is not a political party in the accepted American sense, but a revolutionary group financed and directed from Moscow, which has the avowed purpose of overthrowing our form of government by force or violence. The Red Day is just as much a communist objective in America today as it was in Czechoslovakia before February 24, 1948, when that nation was Sovietized. Outlawing the Communist Party in the United States is a course dictated by prudence and every instinct of self-preservation. But it is not enough. Education must be the most important weapon with which all un-American influences must be fought. The American people must be made to realize how tremendously better their institutions and their way of life are over any other on earth. That is exactly what the American Legion has undertaken to do through its new program of positive Americanism. It is an ambitious, dynamic program, something that has never been attempted before in this country on such a grand scale. The American Legion has undertaken to distribute to millions of American homes every month a series of 12 monthly booklets designed to build a new and increased appreciation of the blessings of American life. Very aptly, these pamphlets have been named by the American Legion as its freedom booklets explaining the dividends from democracy. They are exactly what the name implies, window dressings of the benefits of American citizenship. They are dramatic and forceful presentations of the inherent values of the American way of life. These freedom booklets take up, month by month, some aspect of our mode of life and portray its superiority over any other system. They do this in terms of everyday living, in terms of individual rights and benefits, freedoms, purchasing power, automobiles, radios, electric refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, life insurance, and other ordinary necessities which are luxuries abroad. Their theme throughout emphasizes the right of the American individual to criticize, to amend, and to improve his condition through peaceful means guaranteed him by a written constitution and bill of rights, a right that exists in few places outside of the United States. The American Legion believes that its freedom booklets are an effective way to bolster faith in America. The freedom booklets will provide a powerful weapon against honey-coated imported lies. They arm our people with up-to-the-last-minute factual information about the actual margins in 1948 terms of the superiority of American ways over all others. They give the individual American citizen the truth with which to rebut all insidious attacks on our institutions and ideals. They do it in language and with information that every man, woman, and child can understand. Let me give you a brief sketch of some of these freedom booklets. I have copies right here before me. Here is one entitled Dividends from Democracy. It is in the style of a bond holding. It lists the four freedoms. Do you remember what they are? Freedom from want, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, and freedom of fear. Here is another booklet entitled The Worth of the Wage. Graphically, it shows how a Russian under communism has to work 4 hours to make enough to buy a toothbrush. An American earns enough to do that in 15 minutes. Interesting, isn't it? And here is another booklet. It reflects our standard of living. Sketches show that as a result of our free enterprise system, we own 79% of the world's radios, though we are only 7% of the world's population. And here is another booklet called A Dictionary of 50 Strange Words Made Plain. One word is Marxism. What does it mean? This is the political philosophy of a German revolutionary leader who wrote extensively in favor of overthrowing capitalistic forms of enterprise. Communism has grown from his thinking. The first million copies of our first freedom booklet will soon be in American homes. We want eventually to reach at least 10 million American homes every month with these freedom booklets. Obviously, the American Legion, with its limited resources, cannot hope to do this job alone. It is therefore offering the opportunity to groups of all kinds to participate in this new Americanism program through a non-profit subscription plan. The American Legion has received the most enthusiastic endorsements of its freedom booklets from business, labor, and civic organizations. We want them all with us in our determined effort to keep America always American. President Truman has endorsed them. So have Secretary of National Defense James Forrestal, Attorney General Tom Clark, Secretary of War Kenneth C. Royal, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, General Dwight Eisenhower, Fleet Admiral Chester W. Nimitz, His Eminence Francis Cardinal Spellman, Archbishop of New York, Rabbi William Franklin Rosenblum, President of the Synagogue Council of America, and other spiritual, educational, government, and business leaders. Endorsements of the Freedom Booklet Campaign also have come from William Green, President of the American Federation of Labor, Philip Murray, CIO President, and Dave Beck, Vice President of the Teamsters Union. Along with its Freedom Booklet Campaign, the American Legion has expanded and intensified its major youth training programs whose objectives are to build good future citizenship. During 1948, there will be a great increase in American Legion junior baseball activities, with thousands of new teams of 17-year-old boys playing in the greatest organized boys' sports in the nation. Through this program, we are teaching teenage boys good sportsmanship, respect for rules, and the value of teamwork as foundations for their future characters as American citizens. We are expanding our Boy States program, through which we teach selected high school lads how the American principle of self-government operates. We do this by having them organize mythical 49 states, which they operate themselves. They become citizens of such states, set up their governmental structures from governor down to village constable, enact and enforce their own laws, and otherwise learn the techniques of democratic processes. We are also greatly expanding our annual National High School Oratorical Contest, in which young students discuss the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. We are increasing the number of Boy Scout troops sponsored by American Legion folks. For instance, in the city of Indianapolis recently, we interested 25 American Legion posts in sponsorship of new Boy Scout troops. We are also building for good citizenship through a variety of other youth programs, such as model airplane boys clubs, junior rifle teams, and junior drum and bugle corps and bands. Americans must become aggressive in their Americanism if our freedoms and our free institutions are to survive. We've got to quit taking our American heritage for granted. We've got to quit apologizing for the American way of life. We have every right to be the proudest people on earth. Under our form of government, which has endured longer than any other government on earth today, we have achieved the highest sovereignty of the individual. It is the individual who is king in America today. Over here, the people give or take away the authority of government. Under that system, the American people have made the greatest educational, industrial, and material advances in all history. They have become the richest people on earth. Let us all pull together to build a new appreciation of the opportunities and benefits of the American system. This is still the Horatio Alger land. The saga of rags to riches is still true in America. We can keep it that way as long as we appreciate the values of our popular government and keep this way of life, which has proved for 169 years that it can produce the greatest good for the greatest number. That is what it was designed for. The American Legion's Freedom Booklets are intended to help revitalize the faith that America remains the greatest country in the world.
You have just heard an address by National Commander James F. O'Neill of the American Legion, describing a program on Americanism initiated by the American Legion. This program has been termed a counterattack on communism in America. It is an innovation. The emphasis is on active Americanism. This is Hollis Wright speaking.